On tonight's episode of Ashley and Evan, we have some pigs in a blanket, some not so good memories, and of course, new music for you. It's starting right now on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This song will never get old for me. All I can say is Ashley Simpson Ross, she's back, which is conveniently the title of the second episode of Ashley and Evan on E! I am so excited to be here, guys, and we are talking all things. We are talking about really just family and friendships and how valuable they are to Ashley and Evan. We are talking triggered moments that kind of spurred more controversial outbursts, I guess you could say, from some of the cast. And we are talking just how to keep things spicy when it comes to Ashley and Evan's relationship. I'm going to be asking my lovely co-host Susan some fun questions. And of course, we had that Sample That Song, which is our special segment for new music. But before we get to that, I'm your host, Caroline Thayer, with my lovely co-host.
I'm Susan Pinkney. Nice to be back.
Yes, it's so nice to be back for our second episode. Like I said, this title is called She's Back, which is referencing Ashley coming back. And so before we get into our overall thoughts of the episode, Susan, I wanted to do a little fun kind of first reaction situation with you. So within the first 5 minutes, we learn some really interesting things, I think, about Ashley and Evan. First reaction to knowing that Ashley can do sign language.
I like it. Means that she's smart. And the only thing is, other people can do sign language too. So even though she said, you know, Evan mumbles, and I just don't want her to do sign language in a room full of people thinking no one else knows sign language. But I love that, you know, she tries to be discreet with what she has to say.
I think it's funny. My dad is a mumbler. And so my mom, that's like a point of contention for my parents, really for anyone that interacts with my dad. But it's cute, I guess, that Ashley tries to be low-key when she's annoyed with Evan. She's like, oh, sign language is the easiest way to get around that. But you're right. So many people do know sign language. But I think that's an amazing additional ability to have, because I don't know how to sign. I don't know if you do.
I know the alphabet.
Most
of the letters. Okay. Yeah.
All I know is this is I love you, right?
It is.
Yeah. So I love you.
I don't know if you caught most of the letters. So, like, if I'm telling you something in sign language, I might have to skip a word or come back to it if I don't remember the letter.
Okay. Okay. Got it. So, next thing. What are your thoughts on Evan Ross being a fan of the spray tan?
I love it. And he said, you know, he was questioning whether or not the black community would like it. And then the jazz man did as well. Mm-hmm. Lots of people tan, you know, out in the sun, tan, which is not good for you, but we somehow think our melanin is going to keep us from, you know, getting in any trouble or whatever. But lots of people tan. I don't know a whole lot of African Americans who spray tan, though, but obviously there's a bunch that do, and it's a great idea.
So I was going to ask you, as somebody who is a part of the community, do you spray tan?
I do not spray tan. Okay. However, I'm embarrassed to say that I do intentionally get some extra sun from time to time. So
I mean, I'm guilty of it as well. As long as we're wearing SPF and doing our best to take care of our skin.
Yes.
I would be interested, though, to see, like, I would want you to go and get one and say what your reaction is, because you're right. The jazz man was very hesitant before.
But he loved it.
And then he loved it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was funny. All right. Last thing. Do you think it is cool that Evan has such a close relationship with Joe Simpson?
I do. Because that could be really good or really bad. And so he's in a position where Joe can... Obviously, he had a father who he no longer has, but he had a father of his own. But it's nice that Joe can be in a situation where he's kind of the father in the relationship. And I like that. Yeah. So whenever he might need some fatherly advice, it's nice that he has a father-in-law. And they're in it for the long haul, you know, forever. So it's nice that he has a father-in-law who can kind of step in and give him that fatherly advice, even though it is regarding his own daughter. And I thought it was cute at the end. He gave him his real, you know, wholehearted let me just tell you how I feel about this situation. And then at the end, he said, you know, but I'll kill you. You know, like, you know, so he made sure to say, I'm still her father, you know. And they have a jokey kind of banter, which is kind of sweet, too.
Yeah. We'll talk about that more later when we get into how family and friendships are so important to Ashley and Evan and how they've really become each individual's confidants. But do you have any other initial reactions to the episode, or should we just get right into it?
I really didn't expect to feel emotional watching the show because, like I said last week, it's one of those shows where it's fun. You dive in and you're like, oh, I can forget about my week and everything's perfect, you know, butterflies and rainbows. But it was nice to see that they are being 100% authentic and they left in Nas Tokyo's reaction, you know. So it's nice to feel every emotion that they were feeling in those moments.
Yeah, I thought it was really well done. I think that taking aside the reality TV label, it is very raw and you see emotions. It's not like they're running away from the camera if they start getting emotional or have a difficult conversation. I mean, we see Evan and Ashley fight, so it's not like everything is puppies and rainbows. But let's start talking about family and friends and what role they play in Ashley and Evan's life. So we obviously have the Ross family. We have the Simpson family. But Ashley has her friends, and Ashley has a slew of friends that she goes to. She has Stephanie, who I thought was very funny. She was performing Evan's spray tan.
Yeah.
So they really have a tight-knit group. And then she has Lolo. She has Nas. So what did you think when she went to, I guess, lament to her friends? Was that just like a girl talk, or do you really think that she confides in them more than anyone else? Because it's probably hard to find other famous people in the industry.
Well, one, I realized that it seems like she's very careful with the friends that she selected. She knows who she can trust and who she can't. And her Stephanie and Lolo have been her friends, she said, since Texas, since her childhood. Yeah. So obviously she knows that she can trust them. And anything she says to them is going to be somewhat in a vault. And she's not giving any pillow talk or anything that's too far gone. Like, there's certain things that even if you're in a fight, I don't think you should share. But what she was basically saying, we're having a communication problem.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to share that, because they knew her experience with the limb sinking incident. So it was nice that they were able to be there for her in a sense. And it's nice to have trusted people that won't take what you share with them, use it against you, or make it better when they tell it to the next person, you know, like the game telephone. So it's really nice that she has them. And I feel like she knows her boundaries of, even with them, what she would and wouldn't say to them.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool that we see or introduced to her friends as, you know, recurring characters on the show, because not characters, they're individuals in their themselves, but those are her people. And sometimes people go to family members, sometimes people go to friends, but it seems like these friends are just as much embedded into her family as her actual sister and parents are.
Absolutely.
Because they're always at the house. Mm-hmm. They are interacting with their kids. And I thought the really cool thing, and I think you'll probably end up touching on this later, but when we get to news and gossip, but Naz is really good friends with both Evan and Ashley, which I think is really cool, because she has a perspective of both sides. And she can probably be a really good devil's advocate, and also she doesn't necessarily have an inherent bias.
And she wouldn't hurt either of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She cares about them deeply.
Sometimes if you're, you know, bickering with someone and you only know one side of the relationship and you don't know the other, or you're not invested in the other side of the relationship, and then when those two make up and everything's happy, and then you still have the grudge, but they're fine and they've moved on.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That could cause contention in a friendship. So that's a great point. We see Evan when he gets into this conflict with Ashley, which, by the way, is about the release of their new song, or the impending release of a new song, which we will play for you later. We see Evan go to Papa Joe, which we were just talking about, and I was super shocked that he went to Papa Joe, because you said, first and foremost, Joe Simpson is Ashley Simpson's father. So not only would I be, like, if the roles were reversed, I feel like, wouldn't you be either A, intimidated because it's her father, B, intimidated because it's her previous manager, or C, intimidated because you're going to him with, like, relationship advice. Yeah. And I thought, I was just very taken aback that he went, but I immediately felt that it was super authentic and it wasn't something just put there. It wasn't like a conflict dropped for television, and that wasn't a meeting made for TV either.
Right.
It seemed like they actually bond, and even Evan, and this is actually another thing I love your reaction to. Evan was like, you know, me and Joe, we go to the club occasionally. Yeah. And I was laughing so hard at that. I can't imagine going to the club with my future father-in-law, but you know what? To each their own.
Yeah. I agree, though. That's going to the club with a parent, any parent, you know, like, that's kind of, it's very LA, though, I guess.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's nice. It's nice that they have that relationship so that he can go to him and they can talk about anything. And they're like buddies. He said that they're like they're friends. And I feel like eventually, you know, maybe when Bronx is a teenager, he's going to have that kind of relationship with Bronx as well, where he's not the father, biological father, but they have a really tight bond and they can share things. So
yeah.
It's really nice that I feel like Joe kind of adopted him.
Which is great because, as we've said, Evan's father tragically passed away when he was 15. And I think you can tell just by the way Evan talks about his father and just how much he cares about his family. He definitely has a gaping hole where his father once held a place in his heart. So I just think that the closer your family is, the happier life will be. So I think it's great when any individual is close with their spouses or significant other's family.
I agree. Yeah.
And I thought it was cute that Joe called Ashley his little diva.
So he knows. Yeah,
exactly. He knows. He is like, good luck. Yes. Good luck.
Yeah.
Because I managed her.
But you know what? Here's another thing. Let's touch on this. I know that on the surface, the fight was about releasing the song, but really it was deeper, and I think
we're gonna get to that
lesson
right in Triggers.
Okay,
we're gonna get to that in the next subject. I know exactly where you're going with this, but before we do that, I know that we have an amazing message to our equally amazing fans. Keep connecting with us, and here we go. What is it?
Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, fans. And obviously comment, subscribe, like, hit that like button, and you can listen to us on podcasts if you're ever driving through LA in traffic. That never happens, but in case you are. So let's get into the triggers that we saw throughout the course of this episode. And let's start with, obviously, Ashley. The root of the problem was not, you know, her feeling like the music was coming too quickly or that Evan has a 3-month period of time where he can actually release music. Where is it coming from?
Their communication. So they were having a communication problem. That was the issue. She was speaking and she didn't feel like he was hearing what she said. So she needed him to hear her and to hear the problem and not try to fix it. So Papa Joe pointed out that, you know what? She doesn't need you to fix everything. She needs you to listen to her and work through it with her or let her work through it. So this sounds like a recurring issue and something that they're obviously young enough and it's early enough in their relationship, this was probably the best thing that he could have ever learned, because it's something that you hear about when you watch all those other TV shows and you hear about communication issues, and the fact that they're knocking all those walls down now, mm-hmm. it's only going to make for, you know, a beautiful lifetime.
Yeah, I think in some ways I agree with that, but in other ways I disagree, just because Evan and Ashley have said throughout the course of the show, and I mean, we've only seen 70 minutes at this point, but and also through interviews, that their communication is key and that their communication is really great. What I think was the bigger problem and is a really big trigger for Ashley is the Saturday Night Live situation. She clearly, I mean, even you can, it's palpable through the screen that that is a very touchy subject. She felt very, as she says, humbled by the situation, because she would never want to mislead her fans, discredit herself and her own artistry. And basically what I think triggered this episode, the Saturday Night Live incident. So for those of you who don't know what the situation was, essentially she went on Saturday Night Live and she, in her own words, said that she felt like higher-ups were telling her she needed to perform. Even though she had two nodes, so the things in the back of your throat, essentially, that are a part of your vocal cords pressing against one another. So she was very ill, but she had to perform.
She didn't think she had a way out, and she asked for a way out, but they basically just forced her into it and told her that she can sing along to a track. But didn't I have to say, it didn't go well for her, but there's so many people who sing along to tracks all the time, even in concerts, like live concerts. I worked for Live Nation for a number of years. Mm-hmm. There are people who sing along to tracks all the time. That's the only way that we're used to hearing them. And when you hear them mm-hmm. without the track, it doesn't sound the way you think it should sound.
Well, the difference, though, was that she even admitted she doesn't know how to lip sync. So everything was, it was basically like, if you ever have watched television, maybe on YouTube or something, and the audio is out of sync with the action and the movement, that's essentially what it was, and it was not pretty. And, I mean, she got a lot of flack for it and a lot of heat, and I understand, because if you are watching a performance, you want it to be live, but you're right. Lots of artists do it, lip sync. I mean, Christina Aguilera is about to go on tour, and she said that during her dance number, she doesn't sing, because she's committed to dancing, and she doesn't want to give her voice away to that. It's too much going on, so... Right. That is obviously something that really still bothers Ashley, and that is why she takes so much time and puts so much thought into her music. The issue was, when should we release Paris? And, you know, she's like, I think I could re-record the track. And Evan, sitting over there listening to it, drawing as he listens to it, saying, whoa, it's literally perfect right now. And there's just some type of resistance. The reason why I said I don't think that this is necessarily a communication issue is because towards the end of the episode, we see Ashley really realizing, coming to terms with that she just needs to let go sometimes. And it's not necessarily because she's irritated with Evan for not listening to her. I think it's really she needs to let go of the past, let go of those negative memories and things that are going to trigger discomfort and sadness, and push forward.
Well, it's clear that she does have PTSD. I mean, regarding the SNL incident. I mean, that's clear. She's mentioned it on both episodes so far mm-hmm. multiple times. Her friends know, you know, what happened. They were there. And I thought it was so funny when she goes, you guys were there. And she said, girl, were we ever? And I thought that was hilarious the way she said it. It was so cute, Lolo. And so... Of course, she has PTSD, but the bigger issue, and, you know, we'll have to agree to disagree on this and maybe have people write in, send us some comments, let us know what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the bigger issue was he didn't understand that this is bigger than just releasing this song. This is me mm-hmm. hesitating. I want my vocals to be absolutely perfect because of what I went through in the past. And maybe
Yeah, that's
those
exactly
words
it.
It didn't come out, and maybe he just jumped ahead, assuming like, hey, you know, let's just let them hear it, and we'll figure it out. You know, let's let people decide how they feel about it. And she's like, no, I can't release something that's unfinished. You don't understand. This is something that I've been dealing with. And he couldn't hear her. She wanted him to understand where she was coming from, but yeah. He couldn't hear her.
Well, this was unfortunately not the only triggered episode throughout the episode. We also saw a really raw moment when the girls, Stephanie, Naz, and Ashley, went to a self-defense class, which, by the way, I've always wanted to take. Have you ever taken one?
I have. I didn't commit to it. I did one class.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know sometimes there's like a series of classes you can take. Anyways, they get there and they are being taught by the instructors. And there's a moment where they're doing like basically a demonstration, and Naz excuses herself and gets very emotional. And we learn that she was in an abusive relationship, and it was seemingly a fine relationship until the man she was with would have some alcohol, and then he would physically assault her. And it was a really, topical conversation to be having right now, because there's so much violence in the world. And two, I think it was a really important discussion to have, because as Ashley said, we need to teach our daughters to be strong. And she was, you know, basically going off of what she did not know this about Naz.
Right. And it, like, that really disturbed me watching it and seeing her reaction, because I feel like it's bigger than obviously what they allowed us to hear or see. And she actually said that she was attacked several times when she was younger. And that's disturbing to me. That's horrible to hear, to know, you know, such a beautiful woman. And I don't mean just physically, but just a beautiful woman, a beautiful spirit, that mm-hmm. she went through something like that. That's terrible. And then, you know what? There is a bigger conversation to be had, because it's not just physical violence. You know, abusive relationships can be
take so many
physical,
forms.
Yeah, it can be physical, where it leaves bruises and scars, and a self-defense class can help you. And then it can be mental abuse, or, you know, financial abuse, or, you know, all these other things that are now people are talking about more. And I really want to applaud them for leaving that scene in, for addressing it even just so slightly and bringing it to the forefront, so that people can have a conversation mm-hmm. and talk to their children and talk to their daughters and their sons. You know what? The sons need to hear this too, because if they, you know, somehow are misled into believing that they can have certain behaviors and say certain things or do certain things, maybe this will help them to see that, you know what, there is never a time that it's appropriate to make a woman feel uncomfortable or to hurt her.
Yeah, I mean, part of the way I think this world needs to change is we raise good men. So that means having the conversation with both your daughters and your sons, that women are not to be pummeled, which is what the exercise was showing. So throughout the course of this episode, there were a lot of triggers that upset Ashley and Naz. But I think that the conversations and the reactions, I guess, that they got out of it was really profound, and also were excellent conversations to have, like we're having right now. And hopefully you guys can have at home. If you haven't watched the episode yet, I really definitely suggest you do. Let's get to, though, a happier note, because I want to talk about some of the funnier moments of this episode. And so Ashley and Evan, and this will lead perfectly into your news and gossip, but first, Ashley and Evan know how to keep things spicy. And I think it's because they, similar to what Evan said about Joe Simpson being a kid at heart, they both are very playful. They are really silly with one another. And I want to talk about how I think they incorporate the club into their life. And that's how they kind of keep things spicy, by having these date nights, by going to the club, by Ashley, you know, doing her like embarrassing dance, which is totally me, by the way. I'm like that girl in the club who has no problem dancing, looking like weird. And Evan is just along for the ride. Right. And so I think they are really successful because they put their relationship first, and that's how they keep, I guess, the spice alive. Do you get that sense at all?
I absolutely do. And I think the reason why we're hearing about the club a lot is because Evan and Ross own the club.
Yeah.
And so obviously if they own it, they're going to go to the club and step in and, you know, check things out and make sure everything's the way it should be. And it's a good excuse to have a wonderful date night and to invite your friends and to, you know, play your music. Or
yeah. I mean, you own the club. Anything goes.
Yeah. So I love that they have, they seem to really... They're still dating. I know they're married and they have children, but they seem to be dating each other.
Yeah, I think I get that feeling too. They're not out of the honeymoon phase.
Absolutely.
But they've been married for quite some time. And I think that that's, I love that. I really, I think that's promising and speaks to the nature of their relationship.
Absolutely.
I think that we also see them, you know, they don't take things too seriously. The fact that Evan's, you know, like making a Bloody Mary in the morning.
Right, which is funny.
And like bringing all the friends into his kitchen. They're making hot dogs in a bun or hot dogs in a blanket, which I did growing up as a child, but you can do it as an adult too. They were doing it with Jagger, or Ashley was. But I just think I love their relationship.
Yeah.
And that's why I really love this show. I think their relationship is so real and so fun and definitely something to aspire to have.
I agree. And it seems like they work hard and play hard. Even, you know, to quickly go back to the situation with Nas Tokyo. Uh-huh. So they had the bad moment and then she goes, I know, I'm going to cheer her up. How about we go thrift store shopping and then go roller skating? So, you know, they work hard, play hard. Something happens. Hey, let's get over it. Let's have some fun. Let's live life. Let's be happy. And so I feel like that's what they do in every facet of their lives.
That's a good notice, because I think keeping things spicy doesn't necessarily keeping things spicy only in the romantic relationship, but just like amongst their group of friends, because as we've said, friends and family, they are Evan and Ashley's allies, and they really are reliant upon them. So if everyone's happy, then it makes everyone else happy, if that makes sense. If all the friends are happy, then Evan and Ashley are going to be happy.
And they're living their best lives when they have time with their friends, when they have, you know, a night out, when they spend time with their in-laws. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it, because they're not just doing the same thing every day, it's not monotonous.
It's not rudimentary. Like, nothing is the same. It's very go with the flow.
And I think I noticed that Ashley likes to dress up. She goes, okay, so remember last week, Evan's party was let's dress like Evan. And then this time it was let's dress like Naz.
Yeah, she said, let's get Nazified.
Yeah, so is I see that she likes to dress up and imitate everyone's style and fashion, which is kind of cute.
But I also think she has her own really unique style.
Of course,
even though she does like to dress up, she also has her own amazing outfits. But like we said, we saw in the club all of their friends, and they came around to listen to the new music that Ashley and Evan have been working on. And like we've told you, throughout the week or in each episode, we're going to have new music that Evan and Ashley will be playing from their new album. It is time for our special segment called Sample That Song. This week, it's called Paris. And already, I am loving this intro.
It's a very sexy song. And I love that they said they had this, they wrote it based on a trip that they had when he was shooting Hunger Games and she came out to Europe to see him. And so this song kind of personifies that trip. And it's so sexy, and you can hear it. It sounds like, you know what? It should be playing in your apartment with your aromatherapy candle and the dimmers on, and just feel like your home is a lounge.
Yeah, I'm really liking the vibe of this, and I think that it is a testament to their trip, which Evan described as very romantic, very sexy. They were there for a month. Oh, wow, listen to his voice. Ooh, it is sultry. It is a fun song. I'm digging this.
And it's a
this.
Lot more soulful than last week. Remember, it was kind of folksy, a slight country sound to it. And, yeah. and it was very acoustic with not much else to it. A very simple song. This one, obviously, yeah. there's a lot of electronics, a lot of music, and very soulful. Reminds me of Erykah Badu song. Like, there's a lot of that syrupy, thick music.
Okay. I can see, though, how, you know, I think the best albums are ones with continuity and that tell a story. And I think that this song complements I Do very well.
Of course.
Even yeah. though that they're, you're right, that is more folksy and a little bit more, less produced. Whereas mm-hmm. this one sounds a little bit more produced, but I can still like sense that almost like bohemian folkness in the background, especially in Ashley's vocals. So I would love to know what you guys think of this song. Definitely comment below because I'm a fan. Are you a fan?
I love the song. I would absolutely play it on repeat and turn my apartment into a nice, cool place to just relax after a shower, put my makeup on or whatever. I would love, I can see myself playing that song a lot.
It's
I think
fun.
Every martini bar, every place in America should have that song, you know, playing very low.
And yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
Which potentially happen. I mean, the songs are rising on the charts. And both I Do and Paris are available. This is not a sponsored message, but honestly, I bought the songs. They're really good. But let's get to what Ashley and Evan have been doing outside, I guess, of the show, which is press for the show, because there's so much other little goodies you can find through the news. So it is time.
TV News.
What do we got?
Okay, so People.com did a really fun interview with Ashley and Evan, and mm-hmm. it's one that you should, you know, take a moment to go and look at. But we're going to give you a little clip of what they thought of last week's episode.
Oh, okay, cool.
I was actually surprised that I was really happy with it.
That you were happy with it, is what you said?
Yeah, I really was. You know, we definitely put ourselves out there, but I feel like, you know, it was shot the way that we really wanted it to be shot. Mm. It feels like a docu-series and more of like a documentary, and I'm
yes,
so proud of that.
I agree.
Yeah, you never really know how things are going to turn out. I mean, we produced the project and all that, but, you know, you just never know what it's really going to feel like, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And you're sharing yourself, but it was really, it's truly authentic to who we are. There was no
authentic.
Manufactured moments. It was really
yeah.
like a documentary. Mm-hmm. So
I agree. Like, and it did have a documentary feel.
Mm-hmm.
I love, there was another part of this, when you watch the whole interview, you'll see there's another part of this where he talks about the DP, director of photography, has a documentary background. So
yeah.
he's not done any reality shows. And so the people that they hire aren't reality people. They hire
yeah.
documentary style people. So that's why they got the different feel. And so, and I love that they loved how it turned out, you know.
I mean, that's all that really matters in my mind. The people that are on the show, are happy with the content, they're satisfied, and I think it's great to promote their work. You know, that's obviously what they're doing through the show, but it also shows more to Evan, the artist, and Ashley, the artist, and Evan and Ashley as a couple, which I really love. And this interview, you're right, I mean, even Evan explores the fact that he is, him and Ashley are executive producers on the show, so they probably had, like, some say of what, how things looked.
And I like how he talked about both of their families being involved and that
mm-hmm.
their families would not have been involved if they couldn't reassure them that, hey, this is the style the show is going to take.
Yeah.
These are the topics we're going to cover.
Mm-hmm.
And so they trusted them. And that's why they were, like, you know, all these big names, that's why they were a part of the show,
mm-hmm.
is because they trusted them. And also, to add to this, RollingStone.com said that Jessica Simpson will appear this season. We talked about that last week, so she is going to be there.
I saw that, and I am pumped, ladies and gentlemen. I am so excited. All right, well, what else do you have?
Our other article, this is another one you should take a look at for yourself. It comes to us from yourtango.com, and it is basically talking about Naz Tokyo. Like, who is she?
Mm-hmm.
And wow, she is a Grammy-nominated songwriter and Grammy-nominated singer.
You go, girl.
She's written songs for Iggy Azalea, T.I., Diplo, And then she's also sang songs for Daddy's Home 2 and One for the Money. And she recently just shot a video for her new single, which will be distributed by Mr. 305 himself, Pitbull. So
yeah, that's pretty great. I mean, she works with Evan. That's kind of how she was introduced to Ashley. And obviously, Evan has his own entertainment world that he's in.
She considers Evan her brother.
Yeah. And so all over her Instagram, every single post, my bro, my best friend.
Yeah.
Which is really cool because throughout the episode, even Ashley said, I'd like to think she's kind of more my best friend than Evan's.
But and I've had relationships like that, too, where you meet the guy or the girl through one, and then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute. You have more in common with the other one. So that's kind of cute. And our final article. Okay, I know everybody likes to watch puppy videos and kitten videos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you're at work, you want to see all the little cute videos, things that make you feel happy. Well, PopSugar.com did something for us that was just so darling. They went through and picked out the cutest family videos of the Ross family, the Simpson Ross family. And most of them, of course, have little Jagger in them, but we also see little Bronx and just their relationship and their intimate moments. And they're just the sweetest pictures ever. And so it's a good way for you to take a look at them is to go to PopSugar.com, and they're all there for you.
Also not a sponsored message for PopSugar, but definitely go check it out because they basically compile everything that Ashley or Evan or friends have posted. Let's just get into predictions now because we don't have that much time, but I know I need to talk about what we saw and that little promo for next week's episode.
I'm just ready for next week's episode. You know, it just ended tonight, and I know we went to 30 minutes this week, and it just really feels like we need more time. So maybe they'll, hint, hint, throughout the week, release some clips that didn't make it to the final cut or something, you know, to give us a little more to go on.
Yeah, there's actually a bunch of stuff on E! Online that you can see, that like behind-the-scenes stuff in clips. They usually put it out either before the episode or... Yeah, wait, before the episode, which was fun. Like, if you had watched it online, you could have watched it, like, several days ago.
I did.
Yeah.
I watched it on my cable broadcast channel. I watched it before tonight. So.
Yeah. Literally, I love that. That's just, like, a fun little aside. If you did that, too, let us know in the comments. But I'm really excited for next week's episode because it looks like we're going to have another moment with Papa Joe and Ashley. I think that it'll be cool to see when they actually start releasing their music to the public because, I mean, obviously now is when they're releasing the music, but if they're going to have more arguments over that. I'm excited to, again, maybe see Jessica. I don't know. I feel like that'll probably be later in the season.
They're going to save it, you know, and they'll probably have a little build up or a little clip and let us know ahead of time.
Yeah, Jessica, you keep promoting the show, so I'm excited to see her. Also, another thing that we saw that looks like will be really emotional and another authentic moment is next week Evan and his brother Ross go climbing, which is obviously a very, very touchy and probably will be a very poignant moment throughout the episode because their father unfortunately died in a climbing accident.
Yeah, so I predict that next week will be equally in love with the show as we are right now. And it's obviously we're going to have more moments of back and forth between Ashley and Evan. And those moments will, you know, make us love both of them even more.
Yeah, I'm so, so obsessed with this show. I think it's really good. And I actually liked the 30 minutes, even though I did obviously feel like, oh, wait, I want more. There's not enough time. I actually liked it because it kind of kept me on my toes. And now next week, we have something to look forward to. But in between now, today, and next Sunday, where can we find you, Susan, on social media?
I'm Susan Pinkney, and you can find me at SUZQ90210. And I look forward to seeing you.
And you can find me, Caroline Fair, at Caroline J. Fair. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to another after show for Ashley and Evan. We will see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.